This is what's on my heart that God's laid on my heart that I want to share with you guys. And it's from Joshua 14. And it's asking for what God has already given you. Asking for what God's already promised you. So listen to what God says. He says this. He says, "Now these are the areas the Israelites received as an inheritance in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun, the heads of the tribes and clans of Israel, allotted to them." And as a senior, I've been thinking, what, after we leave, after our class leaves, what do we leave behind? How will we be remembered? When you guys graduate, the younger classmen, what will you leave? Parents, when you pass on, when you die, what will you leave your kids? What will you leave behind? What is your inheritance? How will you be remembered? And in the scripture, I love the scripture because you guys know the story. You've been in church your whole life, some of you, and in school your whole life. The promised land was promised by God. God promised to the Israelites. He said, "I'm going to give you this land." And he sent 12 people over the Jordan to find the land and to scope it out and to see and bring it back news of what's going on in the land. And the 12 come back, and who were the two that said, "God has given us the land and we can take it"? Joshua and Caleb, right? Out of 12, only two said, "We believe God, and we know we can take this land." Look what he says. This is several years later, about 40 years later, and says, "Now the men of Judah approached Joshua at Gilead, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and some other guy, and said to him, 'You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, about you and me. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land. And I brought him back a report regarding my convictions, but my brothers who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt with me. I, however, followed the Lord, my God, wholeheartedly.'" Caleb comes back. Three ways to be completely sold out to Christ. Three ways to see revival, to believe God. And here they are. He comes back and he says this. He says, "I have brought back a report according to my convictions." And I got to think about that. You know, as a Christian school, we say we believe the Bible, we say we believe God, we say we believe Jesus. But think about it. Convictions bring about change. If we really believed that there was a literal place called hell that people were going to go to if they didn't accept Christ's love for them, how would that change our lives? If we really believe that there was a literal place in heaven, that when we died we'd be comforted and spend eternity with Christ, how would that affect our lives? Would we complain as much? Would we be as content? Would we be comforted? If we really believe that Jesus died for us and rose again, and that His Scripture is Word, how would that affect how we read it? And Caleb was set apart because of his conviction. And secondly, he was set apart because of this. He says, "Because I have followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly." Jesus did not die on a cross for us to follow Him half-heartedly. Jesus did not die a horrible death for us to be comfortable with our Christianity. Jesus died so that we can pick up our cross and follow Him with all our hearts. When a person comes to Christ, God doesn't want just part of them. He wants all of them. So regarding an inheritance, this is the most amazing thing about this passage. He comes to Moses and he says, "I know that God has promised me this land, and now I'm asking for it." If we want our school to be excited, to be on fire for God, we have to follow Caleb's example. What did Caleb do? He says, "I know God's promised me the land, and now I'm asking for an inheritance." Guys, the scripture says if we ask anything in His will, He will give it. So here's the thing. Want to have an inheritance? Want to be remembered? Want to follow Christ with everything? Ask for revival. Ask for Him to give you a burning desire to know Him. Say, "God, I'm going to follow you wholeheartedly. I'm going to follow you with conviction. I really believe that you are who you say you are. And that changed my life." But thirdly, and the most important, he says this. Now, Caleb asked asked Joshua, he says, now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. For you yourself heard that when the Amorites, or however you say that name, were there, their cities were large and fortified, but the Lord helping me. Have conviction, be committed, and thirdly have Christ. If God is for you, who can be against you? If God is for you, nothing is impossible with God. And Caleb says, I'm going to be different. Get this. There was 12 of them. 12 people of faith. 12 of them. And only two said, we believe God and we're going to live it out. Guys, because of those two people, their entire nation was changed. Think about it. 12 men radically altered the entire thinking of the modern world, the entire thinking of everything. 12 disciples unearthed, turned the world upside down for Jesus. The 12 disciples. If it only took 12 people to turn the world upside down, and it only took 2 people to turn an entire nation upside down for Jesus, how many people does it take to turn a school upside down for Jesus? And then it ends with this. I love this verse. It says, Joshua 14:14. I like the double number so you can memorize it. So Hebron was given to Caleb ever since, forever, because he followed the Lord his God, the God of Israel, wholeheartedly. What about you guys? What about us? Is that your desire? To follow God wholeheartedly? Guys, Jesus died and rose again so we can follow him with everything. And there is no better life. And you will never regret saying, Lord, I give absolutely everything to you. No matter where you want me to go, the sin of my life, please take it. And let us be a generation that seeks God's face. And so what we're going to do is we're going to have the band sing, Give Us Clean Hands. And here's my prayer for you guys. If you've never, you say, Sean, I've never followed Christ, there's no better time now. Make this prayer that says, God, give us clean hands. Forgive us. Give us a pure heart. And I will only follow you. I will not lift my soul to another. And then pray this prayer. In the song it says, let us be a generation that seeks God's face. Want to have an inheritance? It's already promised. All you have to do is ask.